Today's devotion for day 32, Friday, March 17th, 2018, was written by myself, Lauren Moffitt. My scripture comes from Jeremiah 29, verse 11, of the voice. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal. Plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and hope. Never forget that. Today, you are probably wearing something green, so you won't be pinched and watching others to see if they too are wearing green and perhaps pinching them if they aren't. Some may be out celebrating at a local pub, and others are preparing corned beef and cabbage for dinner. There may be even someone out there looking for a four-leaf clover. But who needs that four-leaf clover when you have God on your side and He has plans for you? 3 years ago, my life was slowly falling to pieces after a 14-year Army career. As my marriage was falling apart, I was inundated with schoolwork and caring for my two toddlers, and I had no clue what I was supposed to be doing with my life. After not attending church since we joined the Army, my husband suggested that he wanted to return to church, and I agreed, although I had reservations as I was raised Catholic and he was raised Methodist. However, we did agree that the Methodist idea was best. So we scheduled a meeting with the pastors to discuss the church and what it could offer to us. The meeting went very well, and we agreed that we would join the church the following weekend. 1 week later, the strings holding our marriage together broke, and a custody battle ensued, lasting for about 6 months. It was indeed a trying time for my children and myself, but joining this church truly made the stress much lighter. The church was the four-leaf clover that had eluded me for my entire life. God had a plan, executed in His own time, leading me to this amazing church. I, along with my children, could not be more blessed. My prayer for today: loving God, please allow us to see you at work in our lives in all situations, good and bad, and to never lose faith in you. Give us the patience and the wherewithal to wait and see what your plans are for us. Amen.